Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a quick Friday episode, and we are sharing a really simple metaphor concept. So a metaphor concept is our subconscious mind sees things in terms of pictures. That's how we see things, images and pictures. And it's really interesting because, you know, we consciously make the rules, the list, the things that we have to do, and we go about our day trying to consciously make something happen, when actually, when we speak in terms of pictures and images, that's how we create change. So when it comes to our subconscious mind, I'm always saying to clients, like, what do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? And when you haven't allowed yourself to go into that creativity space, it's really hard to anchor in on a thought or an image. It just doesn't feel right. You don't understand. And so I heard this analogy and this metaphor that I wanted to share, and it really, like, it made me stop, and I knew I had to share it. I shared it in my stories a couple weeks ago, and so many people commented and said, okay, but how do I do this? So here's the analogy. You're riding your bike, and as you're riding your bike, you're riding it through the woods. And when you ride through the woods, there's trees everywhere. If you're on a path and you're moving forward and you see this tree in front of you, and it's like, oh my gosh, don't hit the tree, don't hit the tree, don't hit the tree. And you're focused on the tree, that you're not looking where you're going because you're so afraid that you're going to hit the tree. And what do you end up doing? You hit the tree, because what you focus on is what you find. It's literally how it happens. What you focus on is what you find. What you focus on is what you bring more of. What you focus on expands. So picture yourself in your life, on your bike, in your daily life. Are you focused on what the tree represents to you? Are you focused on, God, I hope I don't make a mistake. I hope I don't do this wrong. I hope this doesn't happen. I hope this isn't the direction that I go. I hope I don't screw this up again. Is that what you are focused on? Because that's what you will find. That is literally what you will find. When you say, I hope I don't screw this up. I hope this doesn't happen again. I hope I don't make this mistake. Your subconscious mind doesn't understand the word don't. It doesn't understand a negative. So take it out of the sentence and you say, I hope I don't screw up. And your mind's like, oh, I hope I screw up. Oh, okay. You want proof of the times that you've screwed up? Here you go. Here you go. And it literally brings those images and the pictures to the forefront. And so before you know it, you find yourself in a space of, like, do I just sabotage what I do? No, your language actually has to change, because you are speaking life into what you don't want versus what you do want. I said this in an outspoken coaching call the other night, and it really is, like, ask yourself, do you speak life into what you are here to create, what you are doing, what you are working towards, or do you speak life into what you don't want? Where's the tree in your life? How do you see the tree? How do you focus on the tree? The tree is just a metaphor, just an analogy, but it's the same thing. Now, picture that you're on the bike, you're in the woods, you're riding through the woods, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to focus on the tree. She said, don't focus on the tree. Focus on, like, the path. Don't, like, what I'm doing instead. Great. And then you have the moment of, like, oh, I hope I don't fall like I did on that path back there. I hope I don't fall like I did this back there. And now all of a sudden your mind is focused on the past and what you did and the mistakes that you made and how you're holding that over your head in what you're doing and what you're creating. That's just as, I don't want to say bad because I don't like the word bad. That is really along the same lines as very little help. It's not supporting you because you're focused on where you don't want to go. So whether it's the tree, whether it's the past, whether it's the rock, whether it's the whatever, call it whatever you want. If you focus on what you don't want, you will find it. you are priming your body to look for mistakes, to look for the things that have gone wrong. You're priming it to. And that's what it's finding for you. So instead, how can you teach it to focus on what you want and what you desire? And you might say, I don't know what I want. And I will say, I hear you. But if you did know, what would you like? And you might say, I don't know because I've never thought about it. And that is actually a very common response, which I find very sad that we don't ask ourselves that often. And I hear you. I was in the exact same boat. Many years ago, a therapist said to me, like, what do you want in your life? And I'm like, I don't want this gong show. No, but what do you want? I don't want this stress, but what do you want? I don't want to deal with this, but what do you want? I didn't know how to say what I wanted because I couldn't imagine my life without the chaos that was in it. All I could see was chaos. And I want you to know that when I started to change my language, the chaos didn't go away. My reaction to the chaos changed. That's what gave me a fighting chance. So it's not a space where we sit and we manifest what we're doing and what we're bringing about and we're speaking different language. It's when we change our language, our subconscious mind will find what we are looking for. That will bring more life into what we are looking for. And that is how we change the direction that we're going. So at any given point in time, what you focus on, you will find. Your thoughts can only ever bring energy into the past. You are like reliving the past, replaying the past, or creating your future. That is it. That's it. So speak life into where you're going. Like literally, please speak life into where you're going. That's what's going to change the game for you. So as you do that, and as you are creating, you're speaking life into the direction of where you're going and what you're creating. You're priming your brain and your body to look like the future has already happened. You're priming it that this is available for you. You actually have to feel it in order to see it. And why is that? Because your subconscious mind's number one job is to be safe and protected. And it loves things that are familiar because familiar means safe. And you might say, but I don't want that. So why am I actually going towards that? Because it feels safe. It's that simple. You have to prime your brain that what you're moving towards, you are safe to do. You are safe to hold on to. You are safe to expand into. And when you do that, it's like moving the, as I said to my clients in Outspoken, imagine a ruler. You are moving the yourself like one more notch on the ruler where it's now it's safe. And now it's safe at like this distance. And now it's safe at this distance. You're priming your body that it's safe to expand. It's safe to grow. So safety is number one because that's your subconscious mind's number one job. You have to teach yourself that you're safe to do this. And it has to be familiar. How can it be familiar? You have to feel as though that has already happened. What will that look like? What will you see? What will you feel? What you hear? That's literally how you do it. And as we do that, and as you put your energy on where you're going and what you're creating, you will become aware of the energy that you are now have. You are investing in your future and not in your past. If it's invested in your past, all of your energy is tied to your past. And when it's tied to your past, there's no room to expand into the future. None. It's impossible. So you have to be able to free up energy space in order to be able to move towards the future that you are capable of creating, 100% capable of creating, but it involves that. That is what we want to do, is we want to evoke the emotions as though it is safe and familiar to continue to move forward. So if we don't focus on the tree, whatever analogy you want to throw in there, focus on what you want instead of what you don't want and watch your life change. Now, I say this with so much love. You don't get to do this once and it changes. Sorry, that's not how your brain works. It's just not. It is something you need to do on a consistent, continuous basis. I had a client the other day and I said, okay, now I want you to actually track how many times in an hour are you doing that with your thoughts and with your words. She messaged me within 30 minutes. She's like, I don't like this game. And I'm like, okay, no shame, no criticism, no judgment. But look at it with honesty and compassion and no shame, but looking at it and saying, this is what I've been doing. Okay, I can see it. I can see it now. So it gets easier to change these subconscious patterns when you consciously learn how to interrupt them. It's really that simple. And it's repetitive because your subconscious mind needs repetition. You want to learn how to do this work. This is a really big month. There's a lot of things happening in our world right now where we have the open house happening again. We did one in January. It was a massive success, a 4-hour open house to teach you how to use the tools of NLP in some way, shape, or form. This one is going to have to do with superpowers and limiting beliefs. So something that affects and impacts all of us. That is on April 24th. The link is in the show notes. If it's not there, it's coming, or DM me on Instagram. And then I also have the promo for Bespoke, the audio program on how to become outspoken, own your stage, your voice, your message. And this is a really unique program that I am rolling out for supporting people on how to change those limiting beliefs and those stories, those subconscious reprogramming about why you are not using your voice. So if any of those speak to you, jump in the show notes or shoot me a DM on Instagram. I would love to be able to connect with you. I hope this message lands. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review, and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.